Hello, Screeters. So, it's been a pretty eventful week already. Sunday, I finally recorded a Hobbs and Friends, as I think I've mentioned. During that interview, I decided that I wanted to re-release the Macris episode. And I did so Monday, and then all day Tuesday, and already into the start of today. That is what my life is. It's almost all consuming from pressure from people that it should not be up. I've heard all sorts of things. I'm showing my true colors by re-releasing the episode. I should state for fact that, well, you know, maybe we should let some of these messages speak for themselves. Maybe that's best. Everyone should speak for themselves, and I shouldn't necessarily speak for them. I don't know. What I do know is today is Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Hi, Hobbs. In my open table West matches, Hicks Crawl, I use 5th edition as our system, and our session once a week is about 4 hours long. And for XP and leveling, we use the model that's presented in the Adventurers League, which is first characters through to level 4 characters advance one level for every 4 hours of play. So basically every session, low-level characters level up after the end of the session. And then above level, from level 5 onward, it's 2 sessions to advance. And so there is no specific type of play that's rewarded. The only thing that's rewarded is turning up and playing. And so that allows the players to do whatever they'd like to, and we just see what happens. And that's how we get our games and our stories coming up out of nowhere. Cheers, mate. See ya.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for calling in, mate. Feels like I haven't heard from you in a while. So, I know you're from New Zealand, and it makes me wonder if you know my buddy Two Gun, who I used to play games with at Hero Central. He mentioned hearing my voice, and I thought he was talking about maybe seeing me on my YouTube channel, but I know it's weird, and asking one person from New Zealand if they know another person from New Zealand seems outrageous, but there you go. And to your call-in, I feel like every session is too much. I'm actually a pretty big fan of the lower levels, so I'm used to that style of play and that place. But one of my players did mention that he felt like there was a freedom that comes from higher level characters that allows a GM to get a little crazier and more open with what they want to do. And I also feel like in a system like Castles and Crusades, where the character classes have different levels of experience point brackets or places where they go up in level, you're doing a disservice to the guy who has a character class that is weaker and goes up faster. So as we've discussed in the past, I think that means it is an experience point, a milestone group of XP, sort of like what our next caller calls in and explains. In some ways, he doesn't go all the way, but I think we should hear what he has to say.
Arfed here, just calling in about your experience question. I think different systems suit different styles of how you work out experience. With your online games where you've got drop-in and drop-outs, you've got to have a fairly standard, simple system that's going to work for everyone, and people can level at different rates. But if you've got a face-to-face group, always meeting up, a consistent group, I like Milestone. I just think it's really easy, simple. You just decide when you feel that the players are ready to level, you want them to level, you can just throw it in there. I think the easiest, and I still think it works well. It doesn't matter what the system is. It doesn't matter if they're killing monsters, collecting treasure, or just interacting with NPCs.
Just
you what I was saying. I think when you try and make the experience systems too clever, or you try and sort of force players to do certain types of things to encourage them to kill more monsters or collect more treasure, and I think that's when it gets complicated, and I think it's a kind of railroading. I do generally think that how you do experience can get in the way of the game, so that's why I err on the milestone thing, or something just really simple by giving experience per session like you're doing in some of your games. So I still think keep it simple, and don't try and work it into the mechanics and the game too much. Thanks, bye. Last thing I just wanted to say with regard to experience and leveling up, I think it can force people to do actions that their characters maybe wouldn't do, just to get up that level, to get a new spell or some sort of increase with 5e, obviously getting new feats or abilities or skills, so they're pushing hard to get those few extra experience points, where some sort of milestone or just set experience points each session, you can play your character a bit more and you're not trying to push for that goal. So that's the other thing that I think, you know, it can make people go carousing where it probably isn't within their character to do that, just to get to that next step. So again, I think a simpler system can encourage role playing in some ways. Thanks.
There's a threefer from my man Darren Green, otherwise known as RFED. Rocks fall, everybody dies. But Che, Darren seems to be a proponent for Milestone XP. And I don't know if I ever really thought about it how you guys are saying it, that instead of trying to come up with mechanics that specifically reward players for certain types of actions by keeping it a blanket XP, you are actually letting them do whatever they want to. And there is definitely a positive feeling, a vibe about that. In the game, when we discussed it, we had decided at 300 XP for survival, and then I'm also giving bonuses for whatever I want, usually group XP, but I don't know, somehow last night when I was looking around, I found a post by someone, and I can't remember who it was, which is terrible. I will look for that and try and get you guys that information so you can check it out. It might be Courtney Campbell from Hack and Slash. But I think actually, gosh, guys, I don't know. It might have also been Luca. It was Luca. Luca Reitz. As I mentioned his name, I think I should take a moment to offer my condolences for the loss of his father. Luca, it's been quite a year for you. Lots of ups and downs. I'm sending you strength, brother. So anyway, in this blog post, he mentioned having experience in a way that's similar to Milestone, but not exactly, and allowing it to be, you know, this is crazy. I'm going to talk about this again, or I'm going to reopen my blog, which I found, guys. Here is a tidbit for you. So I was doing a blog daily for a very brief point of time. Last year, I would say, maybe before, and I thought it got lost when I restarted the Hobbs and Friends website. But if you go to alotofpotential.com, you'll find the old Hobbs blog, and I'm thinking about rekindling that and getting it going. It also has some old episodes on there, but I'm going to try and clean it up or fix it or something, and we'll go from there. Otherwise, let's put Luca's blog post on the back burner, and I'll bring it back once I find it, and I'll share that with y'all. Anyways, to get back on the top of experience, I think you guys are right, and I think maybe we didn't do enough, because we were going like 300 per session. 300 seems a little slim. It was going to be 300 per level, so every level it was going to boost, but maybe it's right. I don't know, because I also give XP for like completing a goal, and the goal is chosen by the players, not me. But I think I want to use the same kind of concept for Lost in Agata, which is an OSE game, which also has experience, which is tiered by class to try and make some balancing issues. So it'll probably be a group XP plus, you know, bonuses for figuring out whatever you do. That way, if you want to be social, you can be social. If you want to be something else, you can be something else. If you want to be a murder hobo, get some. If you want to be a lawful bystanding citizen and try to help everybody, you can do that, and you're still getting XP. And there is no wrong way to do it. So no bad wrong XP. Once again, Darren, my man, thanks for calling in, brother.
Hey man, and as far as XP goes, right now with Barrel Maze, I'm just running it straight out of the rules, which pretty much promotes killing things and taking their stuff. However, the Barrel Maze is an adventure about going into a dungeon, killing things, and taking all the stuff anyway, so I don't really have an issue with it. In a game where if I was trying to focus on more social-based interactions, I would probably, sounds like a lot of work, but maybe invent a social currency, and instead of giving players gold, you give them the social currency, and that's how you get their XP. Anyway, that's super vague, and I'm going to leave it super vague because I don't have a lot of details about it, so I'll let you figure that out. All right, bud, take it easy.
There's the mysterious Cody M chiming in on experience. He kind of vaguely mentions some kind of social currency, and I think social currency is going to have a value all its own and won't be wrapped up to an experience, basically because then it is forcing people to try and interact with this social currency, and that's not what the game is really about. Both Lost in Agata and The Red Road are really about whatever the players want to make it about. Although in The Red Road, I may keep doing exploration for XP because I kind of do want to see that. I want to see interaction on the Great Caravan. I want to see people explore the Gray Wastes. I want to, you know, really kind of see what that whole setting is about. So I may still give some exploration bonus, but mostly it's just going to be quote-unquote milestone or session XP. That way they can get up to whatever the hell they want to get up to. I'm down with that. I like that. I think you guys have convinced me that's the way to go. I'm not going to do it as milestone and just give levels, though. I'm going to do it as just a blatant group XP. I really like that, and I appreciate everyone calling in. And for now, let's stick a fork in XP. Let's stick a fork in it. Good work, everybody.
Hey, Hobbs. It's Rob from Down in a Heap calling in about experience in games. And I feel like this could be easily a half-hour-long discussion. We'll see how many Jacksons I go. But, you know, in the basic, like, traditional level and class system like D&D, PC growth is often seen as at least partially the primary goal of the players, and there's different rates of advancement depending on the class, so that kind of complicates things. If you're just doing like a standard 300 per survival each session like you're doing right now, a little arithmetic with a fighter, it would take a little over 6 sessions to get to second level, but only a little over 3 to get to third, a little over 4 to get to fourth, 6 to get to 5th, 10 to get to 6th, and 17 to get to I'm going Jackson. So looking that over, you're going to have a lot of hiccups and different rates of advancement each level, how many sessions it takes if you just do a straight experience points per level per session kind of rate, because the math doesn't match up with the tables for advancement in the game. I think there's two things you need to ask yourself. What exactly is it that you want to reward in the game? It sounds like you want to move away from the bash monsters, take their stuff kind of thing. That's cool. So what is it that you want to do? And then what manner of reward do you give for those things? And second, what pace of advancement do you want? How many sessions do you think it should take to get to second level? How many to third? How many to fourth? Should it be uniform? Should it be more difficult each level that you're trying to attain? All right, going to number 3. And then you want to be transparent with your players about exactly how this is all working. Now, I don't know if you want to reward just straight encounters, you know, regardless of whether it's a combat encounter or a role-playing encounter or what, but you could just have each encounter, regardless of what it is so many experience points. Or exploration could be so many experience points as every hex they travel, or explore, or town or site visited. It could be just you decide each level requires so many check boxes, and something meaningful that happens in the game is checked off the box. That gets a little arbitrary. I don't know if players would like that too much. Something like Into the Odd just uses so many expeditions required each level. And I don't know if that would work. And maybe it's just the wrong game like you're talking about. Maybe skill-based is the way to...
Down in a Heap represent. That was the host of that podcast, Rob C. Thanks for calling in, Rob. You got in just under the wire. If I hadn't been sidetracked by a business meeting today, that probably wouldn't have made it into this episode. But it did, and you're here, so let's talk about what you had to say. I think you did a pretty good job of collating and combining all of my little bursts and bits of information into, you know, a 3-minute spiel and what I'm looking for and why I'm looking for it. So like you say, it's not going to be perfect, but it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to fit perfectly into any given experience table, because those tables are different for the different classes. And I like the idea, you know, you're talking 4 to 5 sessions. That isn't terrible for me. I feel like usually I'm in that 3 to 5 range, depending on the amount of treasure that you get. But I don't really want it to be about treasure. I want it to be about whatever they want it to be. So regardless, and I'm also going to give bonuses. So like if I feel like they did something, you know, interesting and pushed forward whatever their goals are, it may be a situation where we even talk about what their goals are. And then up front, we discuss what those stakes are experience wise and story wise. But I don't know, that may be too story gamey. I'm not sure yet, but I'm definitely going to take all the information that everyone's mentioned and use that in both campaigns. So thanks for calling in, Rob.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
Hey brother, it's the Lone Star G. No, I'm just kidding, it's Cody. Hey, I got two things for you. First of all, I re-listened to the Alexander Makris interview today since you re-released it. And boy, does it have me pumped up for the Craig Brasco episode. I think that'll be a nice kind of segue since you guys kind of hype up Brasco in the Makris episode. Also, I guess, are you going to be running Axe now since you released that episode? I've been dying to try it, and I feel like you're pretty passionate about it. Or you were in that episode anyway, so I'm kind of wondering if that's going to happen. And I'm going to run out of time, so I'll call back with the next one.
So maybe it's time to talk about the elephant in the room. Maybe I mentioned this, maybe I haven't. Regardless, I decided to re-release the Alexander Makris Axe Adventure Conqueror King System interview episode of Hobbs and Friends. It has been a crazy couple of days because of that. But as I mentioned in the intro of that episode on HobbsandFriends.com, I am not taking my Axe books out of the storage. I do not intend on running or playing or professing use or expounding its awesomeness or cajoling people to purchase it. That is not my intention. That is not why I released the episode. I released the episode because I think it is informative about different game systems. It was a very good interview. But I can understand how Re-releasing it caused some issues and some tempers and to flare and feelings to be hurt. In fact, if you want to see any of that, you could head on over to the Hobbs and Friends page on Facebook where I released it. If you're not a member of that group, let me know and I will happily invite you to said Facebook group. Facebook page. It's not really a group. I have a group, but I don't think that's where it showed up because I don't necessarily understand the differences. Anyway, there was also a pretty long conversation / discussion on the Audio Dungeon Discord and the Hobbs and Friends channel, and I'm not sure I did a good job communicating, guys. I just didn't do a good job. I think I let my feelings or emotions get too involved, and it turned into trying to stand up for Macris, which was not my intention, because I really do not know. I do not know what quality of person he is. There's a lot of things that are said about him in articles. He is a pretty high profile game designer, as game designers go, in our small little niche, specifically in the OSR. And you can find quite a bit of information, as he was once the CEO of Milo Inc. And he also owned Defy, which owned The Escapist during Gamergate. And I, for one, don't exactly know what all of that is. I have read it, some of it, and tried to figure it out. But I admit I haven't taken the time to be an expert on it. Which, in fact, I'm never going to be able to be an expert on everything. I'm just not going to be able to. And it's going to be hard just to take people's suggestions for granted on the things I don't know, especially when you hear multiple conflicting suggestions. So I really think it's important to make these decisions on your own. And in order to make informed decisions, you have to have information. So that is primarily the reason I re-released the episode, that it is for informational / news only. There is something to be said that I also had, that maybe it was a bit too sycophantish, is what I've been accused of in the past when interviewing people. I have a lot of experience with Adventure Conqueror King, and so I could really speak intelligently about the rules and ask pertinent questions, and I think that's what made it such a good interview, honestly. Listen to it. Let me know what you think. I wanted to put this episode out to get some people's information and let people know, obviously, this is something I'm thinking about. So I guess I'm going to move on to the next segment and ask a question. Here we are again, talking about the Macris interview. I saw that someone had applauded a couple episodes from earlier in Random Screed for when I kind of fell along and properly towed the line, being properly chastised, and went along with the idea of it being taken down when I was in the network. I appreciate someone listening and going to that trouble. Thank you. It is an interesting way to try and emphasize your thought process or point, and I appreciate that. I think the problem at large is bigger than gaming, which makes it way bigger than Hobbs and Friends or Random Screed or Jason Hobbs. And part of the problem is this need. I call it bipartisanship. I don't really even know if that's what it is. I know that that's a political thing, and this is obviously a political nuance or adjacent topic and issue. I guess I should start out by saying, do I really know Alexander Macris? No. Do I really know Frank Mentzer? No. Do I really know David Hamrick? No. I sort of know Justin. I know Craig Brasco pretty well. I've never met him. I've done 51 episodes of Hobbs and Friends. A lot of the people on the show I know to an extent. I do not know them at a great personal acquaintance or beyond that. Some maybe Hoffman or Stroud or Jose or Paul Wolf, some people that I've met in person, and obviously my cousin Hawk. Should I know them? Do I need to know them well enough that I can decide whether I should interview them or not and vet them in a way that protects you guys? I don't know. I think there is some responsibility on the listener to maybe want to or need to know that. Some people are going to feel differently about that. I do not have the time for a hobby podcast to vet everyone that I interview. I just don't. If I was able to support my family on it and that was all that I did, perhaps I would. But I do not have that opportunity to do so. And so that leaves me with some options. I can do whatever, do my best. I can listen to what other people say and follow what they are. But here's my question to you, listeners, screeders, Hubslings, Hobsgoblins. Would you want me to take someone else's interpretation, feelings about you, and listen to them and take that to heart and then put that out and make a decision based on someone else and how they see you and perceive the portrayal of you? Or would you prefer that I did my very best with what I could do to make a determination on whether or not what you say is detrimental to someone, strays outside of my moral beliefs or ethical morality, and just do my best and realize that if there's someone that I'm interviewing that you have a beef with, maybe you shouldn't listen to that episode. I do not agree that everyone has to have the same belief system, ethical morality, to be friends. I do not believe that. In fact, I think that we are better served to surround ourselves with people who are better than us, that we admire and respect and can learn from. And sometimes those are not people who are exactly in the same ethical morality, ideologies as we are. So, I guess in closing, should I lose friendships over re-releasing an interview that has no political discourse within it whatsoever? Should those people be my friends if they decided no longer to be, that our friendship had the same value because I did that? There's just a lot of questions that exist there for me. I guess I've spoken to some people on Facebook and the places that I still can. I continued to get messages that are attempting to, I'm not sure what they're attempting to do. Are they attempting to educate me? Are they attempting to sway my decision to release an episode or re-release it? And trust me, I'm getting them in equal measures from multiple aspects of ideology, society, hobbyists, whatever. It's just all sorts of different things, which surprises me and enlightens me both. We should always be learning, right?
no matter what, and I believe in that. I also think that we should trust the people we love to make the best decisions we can for them. We cannot make decisions for the people we love, and we shouldn't, in my belief. So anyway, let me know what you think. You're all my friends out there, unless you aren't, and then you aren't. And I don't really think you're going to be listening to that show if that's the case. So, or this show for that matter. Anyway, thanks for letting me wax poetic. And I'll catch you next time, and I hope you enjoyed this trip through Mr. Hobbs's gamerhood. Won't you be my gamer?